Welcome into the Camel Call Podcast. It's a special basketball preview edition as we get you set for the first week of the basketball season. Six games this week between our men's and women's teams, and it starts Monday night at 5 p.m. Eastern as the Campbell women are in New Orleans to take on Tulane. That game can be seen on ESPN+. The men's team is in Madison, Wisconsin to take on 24th-ranked Wisconsin, the debut game for new head coach John Andrzejczyk and his Camels. The game is on Big Ten Network Plus. You have to subscribe to the digital platform to get that game. It will run you about $12 as you pay for the entire month. But we have a couple of ways you can keep up with the team's opener in Wisconsin. We are hosting a watch party in Gore Arena. We're going to show it on the video board as Campbell takes on Wisconsin. It is absolutely free. And that is a 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, and Buies Creek time start. Also free, I'll have live audio play-by-play streaming beginning at 8 Eastern. Links at GoCamels.com and the Varsity Network and the Campbell Fighting Camels app. Lyndall Suggs and I will also have a special 30-minute preview starting at 7:30 Eastern. Check Go Camels, Go Camels MBB on all the socials for the link on Monday. On Thursday, the fun continues as we will have a women's and men's basketball watch party from Local Time Brewery in downtown Lillington. Starting at 6 o'clock, I'll be on hand for a live pregame show taking you all the way up to the Campbell women's game as they are at Charlotte at 6:30. That game will be on ESPN+, and we'll show it there at the brewery. 30 minutes later, we will fire up the other TV because on ESPN+, the men will be at West Virginia, so we'll be able to watch both games. The fun continues into the weekend, a packed weekend. Campbell football, of course, hosts William and Mary at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, finally, the home openers, as it's a doubleheader. The men host the Western Michigan Broncos at 12:30 on Sunday, followed by the women taking on Virginia Lynchburg at 3 p.m. One ticket gets you in for both. We actually have a special deal. You can go to all three games if you throw in football there for $30. But if you can't make it to the home games this weekend, remember, every men's and women's basketball home game and every away conference game for Campbell will be on Flow College. A link under the fans section gets you a special discount for the year. It is going to be such a fun week, and it begins tomorrow night. Ronnie Fisher, head coach of the Campbell women's basketball team, is back for his 10th season, and he has kept the core of a team that went all the way to the CAA tournament title game last year. They went 22-13 last season, the fifth time in 9 years that Coach Fisher has led the squad to 20-plus wins. A decade under Coach Fisher, just incredible. He's 174-102 and has twice led Campbell to a program record 23 wins in a season. His fantastic freshman trio of Sierra Alexander, Olivia Tucker, and Jasmine Felton are all back as sophomores, and Gianni Boone, a senior, she was named to the preseason All-CAA first team. Camels were picked to finish last year, and they ended up at the CAA runner-up. They were picked to finish fourth in the preseason coaches poll this year. We can't wait to see Ronnie Fisher and now his not-so-young team, returning experienced team this year. As for the men, of course, it's first-year head coach John Andrzejczyk. Now, we know he has put together one of the best overall and most difficult non-conference and home schedules in Campbell basketball history. About that and everything else, here is our preseason interview with the coach from just a couple of days ago. Coach, as you get set for the first game of the season, your first as head coach of the Campbell Fighting Camels men's basketball team, what are your thoughts?
I like where we're at. I think we're having good practices. I think we're relatively healthy for this time of year. The team's been working out. Our two scrimmages have gone well. We scored a lot of points. I think we got to get better on defense. That would be the base thing I'd identify that is going to have a real impact on how far this team goes this year, is how well we can we can defend, but I think the vibes are really good. I think they love the style of play. I think they really love being around each other, which is important. And it's time to play games. I think they're tired of me hollering at them and practicing for, 30 practices or whatever it is.
Coach, a lot of new pieces to this team. Who are going to be the new faces, the new names that we're going to see in these first couple of games?
Yeah, DJ Smith will be one of them. Robert Morris, transfer, starting point guard in their NCAA tournament team. He can really shoot the ball. He's quick, can get in the lane, get us in the stuff, get guys shots. Jeremiah Johnson has been scoring like crazy in both of our scrimmages. Good athlete from Green Bay, where he put up a lot of points as a freshman. I think he'll potentially be our leading scorer. At least that's how it's shaken out so far between the practices and the scrimmages. And then Davidis Bukta from Pepperdine is kind of our main interior threat. Lefty, good back to the basket, can make some fun plays. He's just a workhorse. Like, he can play a ton of minutes, rebounds the whole game, runs the floor hard, plays hard, super reliable. But then our returners are going to be a big part of it too. Cam Gregory, Tassos Cook, just two super reliable guys, super bought in guys. They play hard, they defend and make open shots, they can get in the paint. I like our group. I really do.
When we see this group, what are Campbell fans going to notice about your style of play on both ends of the ball that may be different?
Well, we play fast. We put up a lot of points. At least I hope that sustains the whole year. And off makes, off misses, we're going to outlet that thing, run the floor hard. I think this has a chance to be one of the best offensive teams in school history. I really do. I mean, it's probably too early for me to say that or put the pressure on this group, but we scored nearly 200 points in our two scrimmages in 80 minutes, which is pretty good. And they're developing a good understanding of how to attack different ball screen coverages, different post coverages, things like that. And then I hope this is a team that rebounds well. I take a lot of pride in the way we rebound. I think we spend a lot of time on it in practice. It's definitely a part of our identity going back to other programs I've been a part of. And I hope this is one of the best Campbell rebounding teams we've ever had.
This is one of the toughest schedules in Campbell men's basketball history. Tell me about putting that together and then facing this as you get set to start the season.
It might just mean I'm crazy. that's probably the first answer. But I think it'll help prepare the team for the league. I really do. I mean, those Power 5 games on the road, we got six of them. They'll show us where we're really at. They'll show us what we're good at and what we need to get better at. And my hope is that, through that process of playing in hostile environments, learning what our communication is like, learning about how we, handle adversity, how we come together as a team, I think that'll prepare us better for league games because it's a good mid-major league, So that's the main thing behind that scheduling philosophy. And there's also, let's call it what it is. There are some financial ramifications of modern college basketball, and those games can help in that area.
You begin with a top 25 Wisconsin team, all the tradition. They are trying to live up to early season expectations. What do you know about that team? What is it going to take to compete?
Yeah, they got a really good coach. Coach Gar does a great job. They don't beat themselves. They're really hard to play against. They're super solid. They don't gamble. They run their stuff really hard. They stay in offense the whole time. They're skillful. They got fours and fives that can make threes. All their guards can shoot at a really high level. Just super fundamentally sound. And they're a team that's very hard to discombobulate them. It's very hard to get them playing off kilter. They're very committed to their system. And we gotta find a way to make them a little bit uncomfortable. So that's our challenge on both ends of the floor. Is can we get them to do some stuff that they don't really want to do as much.
It has been a year of firsts for you when you were in that locker room getting ready to be the head coach for the first game for Campbell. Have you thought about what the emotions are going to be like?
It'll be pregnant with emotion. There's no doubt about it. It's a lot of excitement. It's a lot of anticipation. And we've been talking about Madison. We've been talking about Wisconsin for a long time. I know my parents are going to come out, fly out, be there. My dad grew up in Pulaski, Wisconsin, a few hours away. He's a huge Green Bay Packer fan, so he's excited for this one for sure. But I just hope we play well. Like, that is my biggest goal with this game, is like, process over result? Do we play the right way on offense? Do we compete hard, talk, do what we do on defense? And then just live with the result, you know, see where the chips fall. If we play really good, maybe we can stay in the game and have a chance to get a result, you know, but that's the most important thing to me.
You chose this place because of a lot of different reasons. Now that you have been intertwined into the fabric of Campbell, what do you like about this place?
I just think this is a place that genuinely cares about their own. It's we live in a very transactional world now, especially in college athletics, and this is a transformational place. You know, this is a place that tries to set you up for life, that tries to give you a real moral foundation and is not afraid to tell you what's right and what's wrong. Whereas we're kind of in a society now where everything's negotiable and everything is, you know, as you see, in relativistic. And I think that's important. I think I take a lot of pride in the way we're raising these kids and putting them in position to make that journey from adolescence to young adulthood.
As we waited for this highly anticipated basketball season to begin, Campbell basketball great Chris Clemons is already a month into his professional season, as Chris this season playing in the German First Division for the first time. And boy, did he make his presence known, scoring 52 points in a game a week ago. So, for that and many other reasons, we caught up with Chris to talk about his professional career so far, scoring 50 again, and what he thinks of this new Campbell team and staff. He spent some time in Buies Creek this summer. So here is my conversation with Campbell's Chris Clemons. Only two players in the history of NCAA Division I basketball had scored more career points than him. Chris Clemons, when he finished his Campbell career in 2019, 3,225 points. His senior season, he was the nation's leading scorer at 30 points per game, becoming Campbell's first men's basketball Division I All-American while leading the Camels to a Big South regular season title. During his 2019-2020 season, Chris played 33 games for the Houston Rockets in the NBA, including in the NBA playoffs as the Rockets made it to the Western Conference semifinals. After coming back from an Achilles injury, Chris had an outstanding year with the Maine Celtics in the NBA's G League, averaging 16 points per game, including setting a G League all-time record, scoring 27 points in one quarter of a game. At the end of 2021, he signed a contract with the Atlanta Hawks. Since then, he has played in the Chinese Basketball Association, two seasons in the French First Division, and this season he is playing with EWE Basketball Oldenburg in basketball's Bundesliga, Germany's First Division. Chris is joining us now from his place in Germany. First of all, Chris, how the heck are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
It's funny how timing works, doesn't it? You know, you and I, after you had come by this summer to work out with the team and to meet the new coaching staff and everything, we talked about getting a Zoom scheduled once we figured out where you were, and our schedules really didn't align until now. So we have had this scheduled for a while, but it just so happens to be that this comes after a week when last week you scored 52 points in a game for your team. That is the most points scored in the Bundesliga in 30 years, the most ever for your club. Campbell fans, of course, will remember your unbelievable 51-point game back in the Big South Tournament your sophomore year when Campbell upset Asheville. First and foremost, 52 points, Chris. Did you get that feeling again? Tell me about that night.
Yeah, man. Like you said, this is not my first 50-point game, so they all kind of feel, you know, kind of the same. You kind of just black out, man. You just start, you know, putting up shots, and everything seems to go in, and it's like a ultra aura of confidence that you just have, and, you know, and everybody's cheering for you. You kind of just like, I'm just going to see how far I can take it. I'm going to see how far I can take it. So, you know, it's always a good feeling, man, and most importantly, we won the game, so... you know, everybody's definitely happy about that part.
Chris, in your long college and professional career, you have started a lot of games where you hit your first two, three, four, five shots. So when does it become different? And when do you know you got something that is going to be hard to stop?
I think it's become a thing to not let me hit the first three shots in a row, because if I mean, I think every scout is kind of like, they're trying to be on me from start to finish, man, just not to let me get a good start, because I feel like if I have a good start, I'm just gonna keep going, man. And it seems to not end sometimes. So I, you know, so yeah, I mean, if I start off pretty good, then, you know, my teammates are usually, you know, the advocates of me to shoot the next shot and to, you know, stay aggressive throughout the course of the game. And like the last game I just played, man, they just kept giving me the balls, like, hey, do your thing, man, do your thing. So, you know, it's always a credit to, you know, your teammates to let you, you know, have a game like that.
I mean, it was great. They were more excited than you or the crowd were. I know after you hit the one, the guys come and mob you and everything like that. When you started getting close to the 50-point mark, of course, 51 is in your head, that iconic game that you had here at Campbell. So when did you start maybe peeking a little bit out of it, realizing how much you're going and being like, hey, I'm going for it, man. I'm going to try to get more than 50 today.
I honestly didn't realize how close I was to that or how many points I actually had until like the middle of the like fourth quarter or end of the third quarter when, you know, my teammates were like, hey man, you can go 50, you striking 60, do something like that. I'm looking up, I'm like, what are y'all talking about? And I'm like, I'm at like 38, 40 points, like, hey, I might be able to do it, man. So you know, and obviously once I got close, I kind of was like, yeah, I'm gonna try it. And you know, and obviously I made the shot, and it was a big moment for me and, you know, our team. It's a good team moment, you know.
Yeah, and obviously you guys win the game. It set records for your team and was the most points scored in that German first division for over 30 years. You must have, in the days following, take a deep breath, you know, realize all the pub you're getting for that. And then you had to think about that game against Asheville and then that 51 points. What memories came flooding back since it was kind of right in your face, the 50-point mark?
Yeah, I mean, I just remembered, you know, speaking of the Asheville game, I kind of remember it like it was yesterday, just how big that game was for us, you know, how good that team that they had was that year, and it being in the conference tournament. And obviously for a club like us and, you know, and Campbell, you know, trying to make it to the tournament, you know, that's kind of our only path. So how big that was, you know, seeing my dad after the game and how excited he was, and like, it was kind of surreal for me, and it always feels the same every time it's a 50-point game. It's kind of like my dad's usually like the first one to reach out to me. He's like the first, you know, message in my contact somehow. I don't know how he does it, but you know, it all feels the same, man. This is a great feeling, you know, to be able to walk off the court knowing that you did something special. You know, in the moment, you don't really think about these records, man. That never once crossed my mind, you know, that it was, you know, most in 30 years. I wouldn't have ever even known that, but, you know, but it's definitely good to look back and, you know, have that, you know, accomplishment, you know, going forward throughout the season.
Chris, you are in your first year there in the German first division. That people that know anything about pro basketball around the world know what a great division that is. What are your thoughts here? I know it's early. You've just been playing for about a month or so, but what are your thoughts about your team and about playing in the German league?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a really good team. We started off a bit slow, but I think every game we've had been really close. It's been very competitive. I think the games that we've lost, it was very much in our control to win those games. I think we just kind of a couple plays here and there, you know, where our chemistry was off, messed up a couple plays down the stretch. But I think that we're in a great spot. The league is very competitive. It's where everybody can and win any night. You know, it doesn't matter what, you know, we play in Euro League, whatever it is. So it makes the games kind of fun. I mean, the German fans are very into basketball here. So, you know, it's a great league to be at. And like you said, man, it's one of the better leagues in the world as far as basketball is concerned.
You were in a town called Oldenburg that's not too far away from the coast of Germany there. What is that town like? What is Germany like?
It's kind of like the French town I was in. It's kind of like really small, but everybody kind of seems to know each other. Everybody goes to basketball games. So they know who you are. Everybody's very friendly. It's very clean. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of normal life living, you know. It's nothing too special, but you know, everybody seems to be very nice and kind of keeps themselves for the most part.
Man, you have a lot of stamps on your passport now, Chris. You mentioned France. You spent 2 years there with France. The year before that, you were in China. Tell me about those stops and what you remember from playing basketball there.
I remember China very, I mean, that was my first overseas, actually, you know, league adventure for me. I mean, I call it. So I went during COVID time, and it was a very different, obviously. I mean, we lived in a hotel with every other team, and then we had quarantines and, you know, stuff like that. So it was kind of hectic until the end, where we kind of got back to some type of normalcy, you know, playing in the arenas and stuff. But it was very fun, man. The style of play is a lot different, you know, for, you know, a foreign player to come over there. But Chinese fans, they are something else. You know, I really loved and enjoyed the Chinese fans there. So that was great. France is my first European stop, obviously. It was a little bit different. I mean, you know, trying to learn the French culture and try to speak a little bit of French here and there and try to assimilate. And it was the first time that, you know, my fiance was able to come with me and, you know, experience what, you know, being a basketball wife and going to, you know, different countries around the world and like living what that is like. So that was an adventure in itself, just to kind of figure out our, you know, dynamic and how things work for us outside of basketball was, you know, very special for us. I mean, it's something we're always gonna remember between me and her. But you know, as far as basketball was concerned, a little bit different than China or really in the NBA, but it was kind of my first real experience about, you know, European basketball and how that works. And it was very similar to kind of playing in college and how the style of play is. So I think I was able to kind of find my footing fairly easily. And I know most people aren't really able to do that, but you know, for me, I thought that my transition was pretty smooth.
You mentioned it a little bit, Chris. Your fiance able to be there over with you. Tell us about that and your guys, and give us our update on the whole Clemens family that we came to know very well as they watched you for 4 years here.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. She's gonna be a new addition, you know, to our family, and we're very excited to, you know, I'm very excited to have an opportunity to, you know, add her to my family. And she's been great. Obviously, you know, like I told you, our first time being overseas was in France. And just finding, you know, stuff that she's normally used to having, like, you know, getting your hair done or, you know, nails and stuff. You gotta find all these different things. You gotta figure out how to communicate in French, and you know, it's a whole thing, you know, especially for women doing it for the first time. And you know, living over there and trying to find food that you can eat and where to get it, and you know, all type of stuff. But you know, this is our second time around, second and a half time around now. So now she's a pro, so we kind of get a jump on it. We kind of know how to navigate, you know, moving to different places and so on. So, you know, but as far as everybody else, man, my dad and everybody else that you normally see at the Campbell games, they're watching from home, man. You know, they came to France last year, and it was the best time for me. I really enjoyed them. They came to the basketball game. They really enjoyed that. But they're still super supportive, man. They're following along. We're both watching the Campbell, you know, feed, and we're excited to see what the new coach and the new team has to offer. I think they're gonna have a really good year, actually, and their schedule is pretty tough this year. So, you know, I'm excited to see how they fare against the, you know, the bigger competition.
That leads me to my next question, Chris. Of course, like you always do, you've been so good to Campbell. When you are not overseas or in your basketball season, you usually come back a couple of times a year here. This time you came back to meet John Andrzejczyk, Campbell's new head coach, the staff. You worked out a little bit, and you also played some pickup with the guys. So kind of tell us your thought about the coach and the coaching staff, and kind of what you saw from the team. The whole team wasn't here yet, but from the guys you played with.
Yeah, I think they're pretty well knit together, actually. They're pretty far along as far as, the way they communicate with each other that I would, have expected them to be. At least they were further than we were in the summertime. So I think that was good. I think the energy was really good. I have the new coach. I think the guys did a really good job of, trying to learn something from me. I think every time you get the opportunity to, be in the room as somebody that's done what you're trying to do, or, is where you're trying to be at, then it's good to learn something, from them. And they definitely had their moments where they could pick my brain, and I was able to be fortunate enough to share my knowledge, in spots. So I think that for me is the most important thing about me being able to come back. Is just to share my knowledge with them, man, and be able to give something to them.
You're still very locked into this team and this university, Chris. You were usually one of the first ones to like a good post, to like a good result for everything. You already know how tough this schedule is going to be for him this year. What's that like, still having that connection with Campbell and keeping track of the Camels half a world away?
Oh man, I mean, this is a blessing to be able to be, still relevant to the school, man. I mean, you never take that for granted. I remember being, in the summertime at Campbell and waiting to see who we were gonna play. I mean, just hoping we get as many, Power Five conference schools as possible. It seemed like we could. It was hard for us to get any, at the time, but now they got so many, and I know it's exciting for them just to be able to, go to some of these schools and, be in their arena, and it's a big moment for them. So I hope they are able to, treasure that moment, because it's a very special thing.
Chris, take me way back, because a lot of people ask me about it, those that never got to see you play or anything like that. When you were a high schooler at Millbrook High School, or right up the road, successful high school career, when you chose Campbell, what made you come here to Campbell, the university, and Campbell, the basketball program?
I when I was in high school, I didn't have many, options. I really think that if I had more, I probably still would have picked Campbell, just because I love the coach that I had, and I think he really believed in the player who I was and who I could be. I think that he had a plan for, my success as a player and going forward beyond Campbell. I feel like the organization that you guys have is, top notch. We had the nice facilities. We had, everything. I mean, I think we were like a family, really. So, even the coach, my coach, Coach McGinn, I still can have conversations with him. Coach Thomas, I can still have conversations with him, and so on and so on. So, I mean, I think that was kind of the most important thing for me, just being able to be somewhere where, I could mean something. I could matter. I wasn't just another guy. So, I think, if I had a chance again, I definitely would pick Campbell.
Well, and Chris, something that was special about you and the relationship you had with that coaching staff, I have to remind people, yeah, it wasn't the transfer portal era. If you did want to transfer, you did have to sit out a year and everything like that. But I also point out that everybody else in the Big South and conferences like that were the top players in the league, they were doing that. They were going over to the Power Fives. They were doing that. So it was still, back in that time before the transfer portal era, not normal for a player of your stature and your national prevalence and what you could do on the court, because of course you could play in the Power Five, but you still chose to stay at Campbell. To take me back to those decisions that you made.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of reasons. I definitely had an opportunity to, move elsewhere, but I was a big advocate on, people being in your corner from the start. It's usually the people you finish with, man. I think that when I got the offers from, Campbell, I think they were my first offer, actually. First people to believe in me when, Power Pop didn't really know who I could be until I was able to show. And I feel like Campbell deserved to have me for 4 years, man. And like I said, you said, people in our conference did leave, man. They left, ended up going to the Power Fives. And some of them had good careers, some of them didn't. It was kind of a hit or miss time, you know. And a lot of people get lost trying to do that, you know, being another one of the guys, man. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, having a legacy to leave is more important than just saying I played in a Power Five school, you know, and did that for a short amount of years, you know. So I think that was a big part of my, you know, my decision. And like I said, man, I wouldn't change anything, man. I'm glad I stayed all my 4 years, man. I was able to make the most out of my time.
Well, on behalf of myself and Campbell Nation, let me tell you, we are so glad you stayed here too. And we are so happy for you, all the success that you have had post-college. And please know, even though we might not be there in the stands, wherever you're playing in Europe, we are following you and rooting for you, man. Thank you for all you have done. And we're still your biggest fans back here in Bowie Street. Thanks again, Chris.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
Along with the basketball, don't forget that Campbell Men's Soccer will host a CAA tournament game on Thursday at 7 p.m. And how about Campbell's women's volleyball team, now 10-2 in the conference? That is good for first place in the CAA. Fall sports are rolling, and the winter sports are ready to heat up. Enjoy. Basketball season is finally here. Thanks for listening in on Campbell Call.